Hey, good morning. 7:10, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning, man.
Hey, today sunny, high of 47. Tonight clear, cold again, low 25. Wednesday sunny, warmer, high of 54.
Before you get to it.
Yeah?
It's a big night for me last night, man.
What's that?
I took a big step in my life.
What'd you do?
And I really didn't even do it. It was discovered.
Yeah?
The wife was rubbing my back last night because my shoulders were hurting a little bit.
Mm-hmm. From all that hard manual labor you do.
Yeah, you know? And all of a sudden I hear, and I'm like, what does that mean? What's going on back there? She's like, oh my God, Hunter, you got your first back hair. Dude, it's about an inch long.
Oh yeah.
And it's right in the middle of my back.
Yep.
So what?
So it begins.
I'm officially a man.
It finally took all these years.
My one, dude, she tried to pull it up.
No!
No, long.
You leave it in there.
It took me to grow that 33 years.
I'm starting, I got a leg up on you. Obviously, I'm much hairier than you.
Yeah, you are.
But the back has been pretty much off limits at this point. But they're starting to crop up. They're starting to get on there, the few scragglers.
You know, if you would see my back, smooth as eggs, man.
Yeah.
Smooth as eggs. But that one just popped through.
You know what happens is your hair goes into your body and then comes out other places.
Out the back,
as you get old. Anywhere. Nose,
am I
ears.
Am I losing my hair? Look at my hair.
No, it's just eventually you're still good. You're still good, but it's just one at a time.
Yeah.
And then eventually all of them go and they just go to different parts of your body.
See, now, why is that one an inch long and there's not any other hairs around?
Just a special follicle back there. That's all it is, buddy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I had to comb it.
You got to part it to the side. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, go get a little dab of conditioner and rub it.
You got some hair. You got some Aquanet on that bad guy.
Right. So it's like my, I call it my rat tail, but it's not on my neck. It's on my back.
We have to think of a name for the middle of the back rat tail.
Back tail.
Back tail. There you go. Perfect. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You cherish it.
It feels good.
Cherish it.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood trees, and more.
You know, I was thinking about getting a Harley.
Yeah. Letting that thing blow in the wind.
I'm doing some manly things.
Of course, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Love that place, man. The odds of having a perfect bracket coming out of the first weekend of March Madness and picking all of the teams in the Sweet 16, 281.5 trillion to one. Now, remember what the...
So you're telling me there's a chance.
So you remember the overall number to make a perfect bracket?
1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Quintillion. Okay, so just to get the Sweet 16 is 281.5 trillion to one. Believe it or not, there is someone out there that still has the perfect bracket.
Nice.
Dude, this is nuts. Like, you try and wrap your mind around it, like, oh, that can't be that hard. No, there's only one person right now that we know of that has officially made it known. The guy, his screen name is Center Road. He made it official by logging the bracket into the NCAA Online Bracket Challenge. It's real. And everyone can see it.
Wow. Dude. He still has a lot to go, though.
He does, but look at where we're at right now, the Sweet 16, okay?
I mean,
it's pretty basic. You have Duke and Virginia Tech. That's number one and number four seed. You have LSU and Michigan State. That's number three and number two seed. I mean, now granted, it does get kind of hard here.
I have those so far. Keep going.
Gonzaga, Florida State. Florida State is kind of, that's number one and number four.
I got Florida State.
And then Texas Tech. And Michigan. So number two and number three.
I only got two wrong there.
I only got one wrong there. Suck it. I had Marquette going all the way. I didn't have Florida. I had Marquette going against Gonzaga.
What about the other side?
Other side, you got Virginia and Oregon. So that's number one and number 12. The Oregon one is a surprise.
So I had Virginia and Wisconsin.
That's who I had, too. Then you have Purdue and Tennessee. Purdue is number three. Tennessee, number two.
Got it.
Got those. Then you have NC and Auburn. Auburn's number five. North Carolina, number one.
Got that right.
See, I got NC and Kansas. And then Houston and Kentucky, number three and number one.
So, I had Kentucky and Ohio State. Dude, I'm doing pretty good here, man.
What's crazy is, though, is like at this point, you almost got to be like, okay, you kind of assume. It's like the NFL. You know which teams are good, which teams got it. Now, there is going to be some upsets, and maybe he picks the right upsets. But, dude, he is in the he is that one.
You got to cheer for the guy,
to
right?
The 281.5 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
He's that one.
Yeah.
That's nuts, dude. That is, it's unbelievable.
You know what's funny about that situation?
Yeah.
Probably doesn't even know. He probably just filled out a bracket and entered it and hasn't looked at it since.
Or he's a savant and this is his final year. It's finally his year, uh-huh. You know? I don't know. But also, I don't know anything about basketball, and I only got three wrong on the Sweet 16.
No, you know what this is?
What?
It's going to be like a 13-year-old kid who can't claim the prize because he's not of age.
They gotta give it away.
He just got on the computer one day and logged in.
And just picked.
And that's why nobody knows who he is, because the kid's trying to figure out, how do I do this?
Yeah.
Doesn't
he get $1 billion if he gets it right?
Yeah, but do you have to be 18?
I don't think so. I don't think Warren Buffett ever said you got to be 18 to get it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's a question.
Well, here's what you do. Yeah, you don't tell us the kid. Just say the dad filled it out.
Yeah.
There you go. Mom filled it out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Crazy. Wow, imagine, dude. Imagine.
Even if he gets, let's say he gets the Sweet 16 right, then the odds go up even more.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet 16 to the Elite 8, and he got them all right.
If he gets a Sweet 16 right, he's good.
Dude.
He's going to be good, I think.
It's bananas.
If he gets this round right, Thursday and Friday, if he passes that, your Final Four, man. No, Elite 8.
Elite
8
would be next, yep.
Wow. He's going to do it.
And isn't there prizes for points-wise?
He should get something for getting this right.
At this point, he's got to have the most points out of anyone because he hasn't got anything wrong.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he's going to win something.
Dude, something. Anyway, good luck, Center Road, whoever you are. Lastly, former Playboy playmate and girlfriend of Hugh Hefner, Bridget Marquardt, says that the Playboy Mansion is haunted by a female ghost. During a recent interview, Bridget said that she, quote, didn't get a negative vibe at all from this ghost. In fact, she got a, quote, very positive vibe and believed the ghost was actually a former employee roaming around to see how things were going.
Shut up, Bridget.
Shut up, Bridget.
It's 2019. Nobody believes that anymore.
No.
You know?
No, it's a sweet ghost.
You're trying to get a spot on Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from this lady since Hugh dumped her for a younger, hotter broad.
You're not Hugh's girlfriend. You know how many girlfriends Hugh's had? Don't try to claim that.
He was dating three. That was the whole. Remember that show?
Yeah.
She was one of three. She was the older one.
Okay.
She was the older one that had her time, and she was just the old, old one holding on to it.
It was Hugh's girlfriend.
I actually had a lesbian experience with that ghost. It's a slutty ghost. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Just stop.
That's just the air in your brain. That's just because that pebble rolling around upstairs makes this noise like the ocean, and you think it's a ghost going, what was that? That's the air passing through one ear into the other. Ghost. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX.
All righty, good morning. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning.
724. Well, let's get right to it. We got sports.
Let's do it. I got something I want to talk to you about.
Oh, God.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
All right, we can go through all the sports this morning. Just quick highlights. You know the game's happening Thursday and Friday. Quick highlights. Packers and Bears to open 2019 season of the NFL.
Yes.
Instead of the Super Bowl champs. That's what's something different because they've been it's celebrating their 100th season. NHL, Red Wings beating the San Jose Sharks 3-2. Tonight, Blackhawks going to be in Arizona playing the Coyotes at 10 o'clock. And Notre Dame, NCAA women's basketball. Notre Dame beat Michigan State 91-63. So there you go. All right, now I want to talk to you about this. What do you think about this? Two things. The NCAA men's basketball tournament. There's a thing going around right now where some of the players that are getting flown out to the tournament for these games have really poor families,
mm-hmm.
extremely poor families. And a lot of these families are asking, hey, can I sleep on the floor of my kid's dorm or my kid's hotel room so we can come and watch these games. So it's becoming kind of a problem that the NCAA is banking off of this tournament and TV time and, you know, the NCAA in general.
Yeah.
And these families are struggling just to see their kids play.
Yeah, just to see their kids. They're all cramped up in a tiny hotel room. And
So now they're bringing up the fact again about NCAA players not getting paid.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Here's the thing is I don't necessarily think a college kid should get paid, you know, because you're there. School is first. You're there. Now, granted, if you know, look, I'm not going to be an accountant. I'm going to the NFL.
So they're getting free school.
Yep.
They get free equipment. They get free, you know, stay at places, blah, 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 down the line. But they're not getting paid.
That's the big thing is in they're opening themselves up. They have a very easy, you know, kids. I went to 2 years of college. Mm-hmm. I still owe $60,000. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then there's guys that are going to elite schools that cost even more than the school I went to for free just to play a sport. I don't think they should be paid. Now, granted, they're doing all the work. However, I think the NCAA should stop being such tightwads and maybe get the families hotels and flights. It's not that hard.
So let me add this to the situation.
Yep.
TV network, CBS, I believe it has paid the NCAA astounding amount of money for Zion Cam. So now they're following Zion specifically for the rest of the games. No camera anywhere else but on Zion.
Wow.
And so the NCAA and CBS are banking off of Zion Williamson. You know what he sees? Nothing.
Yeah.
He doesn't see a dime of that money. Dude, the NCAA is a multi-billion dollar industry right now.
Yeah.
Players see zero of that money. Mm-hmm. Parents are struggling to see their kids in the tournament. Something's got to change.
So,
man.
But do you pay every college athlete then? Because you can't just pay some and not pay them all. So a kid at a D3 school.
I brought it up to a buddy last night, and he totally disagreed that the players should get paid. Mm-hmm. I'm on the fence about this. If you pay the players, it changes the game. It's just a fact. It's going to happen. What about this? Minimum wage. Just give them every player minimum wage.
Well, that's soon to be about $15 an hour for some godforsaken reason.
Then you can pay for your parents' stay. Some of those problems get solved.
So now are you getting paid for all the hours you put in? So working out at the gym? Are you getting paid for practice? Are you getting paid for games? Or is it only for games?
I'm saying when you pick up a basketball and put down a basketball. Practice, I'm saying.
I don't think they should be paid. It's
here's the thing, man. They're doing all of the work.
Yeah, but they're also
they're sacrificing their bodies and potentially losing out on millions by playing college basketball.
Yeah, but they're also playing a game. They're getting a free ride to school. Most of them.
They're all right. That's what I'm saying.
Is the NCAA making way more than they should be on these?
I don't like that.
It's
and dude, it is total BS that the networks have paid the NCAA that much money, and the guy that they're following sees nothing.
But here's the thing, though, is that he's gonna see plenty. It's good exposure for him too.
Well,
that's it's gonna work out just fine for Zion, and also he's going to a prestigious school. The best thing a player can do is only play, if they know they're going to be a marquee player, play 1 year. Play 1 year and go.
So here's the thing. Well, he's getting free education. Is he, though? He's only going to be there for a year. He ain't going to finish school.
Here's what's going to happen is they're going to give him an honorary degree. He's going to have a great pro career. And then once he's done, he retires. Duke is going to give him a honorary doctorate degree like they've done with so many other famous people that never finished. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you can just buy a degree?
No, basically, like, all right, we're just going to give you an honorary doctorate. It doesn't mean you're a doctor, but you can say, here you go. I got my diploma from Duke because they gave me an honorary degree because I'm famous. No, don't feel bad for these kids. They're fine. They're having the time of their lives. They're getting so much ass being college athletes. They're fine.
This is true.
They're fine.
Yeah. That doesn't piss you off a little bit that the parents are struggling.
That does bother me, and that's what I said. They can pay that. I don't think the kids should get paid, though. But I think, you know what? Hey, we got a stipend for the parents for meals for this tournament. As long as you're here, we got money for them so they can go out to dinner. We got their hotel. Yeah, that's going to be a couple thousand dollars, but NCAA, it's the least they could do.
It's a monopoly. Yeah. And they're taking way too much money, and I don't like it.
Now, you pay one, though, you got to pay them all. That's the only thing. So now, because now, okay, well, I'm D2. Don't I get paid? D3. I should get paid. Yeah. I should have got paid for my year sitting. And then do you pay the bench players? Do you pay the practice squad?
Yep.
Jesus.
Yep. Good There's God. Plenty of money
but
for
see,
it.
But you know what's going to happen? That's going to raise ticket prices. That's going to raise prices for watching the game. That's going to raise prices for everything else, just like the NFL.
All right. Something has to be done.
No, it's free education.
Something has to be done.
And they're playing. So, but then, though, the kids that are just there for 4 years riding the bench are going to get paid?
Yeah.
And then I got to pay higher ticket prices? Probably. Hell no. Yeah. No, that's stupid. It's the dumbest thing ever.
No.
No, I'm Disagree. Not paying. I'm not paying for the towel boy. Just, I'm not paying more for my ticket to watch.
You know, he's out there on his own time working
Actually,
his ass off.
Pay the towel boy. I'm okay with that. Pay the water boy and the towel boy because they ain't getting the love, man.
Brock.
Hey, good morning. 7:39, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Hell! Yeah, what the hell are we talking about this morning? I have no idea because I wasn't here yesterday.
I know. Taking the day off, you bum. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. We're talking about drunk snacks. Oh. What's your favorite go-to drunk snack?
Drunk snack.
So there was a survey done, and what do you think the most popular answer was?
Pizza rolls.
Pizza's the number one go-to drunk snack after having a few too many. Fast food was number two, which I think is kind of, that's stupid. That's just too generic. I mean, I get it. It makes sense, but I'm talking specific. Mm-hmm. You're drunk. What do you do? Mine is...
Taco Bell?
I'm right there.
You love Taco Bell.
Tacos is what I would say. I really say, like, if I got taco fixes at home and I'm drunk, I'm either going to make some form of quesadilla or tacos.
Which is terrible. It's not enough bread.
You need the sodium. Now, bread is an outdated. Yeah. No, you need the sodium.
I don't know, bro.
You need that sodium
You
in
need
there.
Something to soak up that booze.
And I got a bunch of meat.
Yeah, and that quesadilla ain't doing it.
And that, no, it's the sodium. That is my lifesaver. The next day, I'm not hungover because I got so much sodium in me. Any water that I was worried about losing, boom, it's in there. It's in there. Eat a bunch of Taco Bell, drink a bunch of water. I promise you, you will be fine.
All right.
What about you? What do you eat when you're drunk?
What about me? I'm the pizza guy. Pizza rolls is go-to.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I like that. Pizza rolls are nice. They're good. They're very little hassle. You throw them in the microwave. You do that plate where it's like overflowing.
Oh, yeah.
And you know they're not cooked perfectly, but hey, it's fine.
Hell.
You got some cold ones, some lava hot ones.
When you're drunk, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I am a big fan of like multiple different things. I like a lot of dips when I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some like salsa and cheese. Give me like if I do have Taco Bell, I got like 9 different sauces I'm putting on those bad boys. It's just, you know, all right, a little bit of this, a little bit of this, maybe some chipotle sauce.
Get a whole concoction of stuff, huh?
I like flavors. Honestly, and there's times, like, if I got a weekend, like it's a Saturday night and Kiki and I are staying home just doing some boozing at home, I'll make sure I have a plethora. I'll do a couple drinks, get that buzz going, and food just tastes so much better.
No, it does.
Like, oh, this is great. I may have a drinking problem, but I'm not going to worry about that right now because my food is awesome.
Until you put that 2,000-degree hot pocket in your mouth or the pizza roll.
And it ruins it. It's terrible.
Little lava balls, man.
That's what always something, you know, going back to the pizza thing, if you're out... And, like, you get, it's the end of the night, you get that hot slice that's ready to go. Mm-hmm. Let it cool off for a second.
Yeah.
It's been sitting, rotating, just boiling. Let it cool off for a second.
Here's a question. How many times have you woke up the next day with a black hockey puck in your oven?
I don't want to tell.
Because that pizza was so delicious.
I don't want to admit it.
That you passed out during it when it was cooking.
The amount of burnt pizzas that we have done as a society could have fed the entire nation of Africa for a year.
Okay, here's another question.
Yeah.
How many times have you eaten that pizza?
I think I've eaten undercooked pizza more than overcooked.
Yeah.
Because you can power through. You can stomach through an undercooked pizza.
I don't know. I can't do it.
I could.
It's too doughy.
Oh, see, but that's fine.
Dude, I ate an undercooked doughy pizza one time as a kid, and it almost ruined pizza for me.
Undercooked is better than overcooked.
Yeah.
You get that black charcoal bit, it's stuck in your teeth. No, man, no way. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's your favorite or drunk go-to snack? after a few too many.
And Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, Brock. Hunter.
Good morning.
All right. What is your favorite drunk snack after a night of boozing?
Yeah.
Rob Reisner said two words, pizza rolls.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
End of discussion.
Telling you.
Do you know what? Taco Bell, tacos, Mexican food is real popular. Mm-hmm. For some reason, too, after I've had a few cocktails, I like mm-hmm. spicy stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Because, you know, when you're kind of drunk, it's not fun to have, like, your mouth on fire. Yeah. But I enjoy it. I enjoy the spice.
I think I just thought of the most brilliant idea ever.
What's that?
Taco Bell should sell pizza rolls.
Taco rolls?
Taco rolls or something.
Well, they kind of do.
It's like the ultimate two drunk snacks brought together.
That's pretty much a taco, though.
Is it?
It's, you got your casing with the stuff in the middle. Yeah. Or a burrito. That's closed on the ends.
See, but it's not pizza. That's taco. It's
yeah,
totally
but it's
different.
Mexican food, not Italian food.
Dude, they're doing fries right
now.
They're selling fries. Why can't you sell pizza rolls?
Yeah, but potatoes aren't, you know, brand exclusive. Pizza Hut or some pizza place should sell pizza rolls.
But Pizza Hut's not open at 2 in the morning.
But maybe
on a Friday night.
If they have, or you plan accordingly.
What are you saying I have a bad idea?
It's not a bad idea.
But you just say it's a good idea.
It's not a terrible idea. I just think you need to work on the schematics.
You know what Brock needs? A joint. Then all of a sudden it'll be a good idea.
There
to
you go. Is that what right. Are you high right
just,
now?
Just
is that be, why?
Just because you're drunk and you can't drive yourself to Taco Bell doesn't mean that my idea is bad.
It's not great.
God. Dang it.
We just need to work on it, buddy. That's
what do you need? How much does it need to be improved? What can you do to improve that?
I think that it's out of all the places, Taco Bell would be the last place to sell a pizza treat.
But it's perfect.
Well, let's see what other people have to say.
You know what?
Why don't you just think about it?
If they end up doing it, you're never going to... You are never going to get a pizza roll from Taco Bell. I swear to God.
I'm gonna buy them out, and you're going to go on the first day and be like, I'd like some pizza rolls, please. And be like, sorry, Brock, bought them all.
Damn you, Brock!
All right, we'll have more drunk foods when we come back. 7:57, good morning, Brock Hunter.
I'm not talking to you.
All because of your crappy idea. I'm going to say it.
Sweet, bro, I thought you were my friend.
And that's why I'm telling you, it's a dumb idea.
You know? When Taco Bell sells pizza rolls,
uh-huh.
I hope you choke. I hope you choke. You know, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to wait to see the struggle in your face, then give you the high.
No. Let me die. I'd rather die than admit that's a good idea. I will look you in the eye while I choke to death on that stupid-ass pizza roll at Taco Bell.
I hope that thing is 3,000 degrees.
And then you know what's going to happen?
And your jaw just melts off.
They're going to discontinue it because it's killed a guy.
Yeah.
Because it was such a stupid idea.
Yeah.
Moron. And then you're going to be sued for bringing it up.
Sorry, I'm just a brilliant man.
And I'll just be in heaven,
you know, maybe
down on you.
Maybe if you would, you know, pay attention and go with some of the ideas I have, we would be millionaires.
You weren't such a damn moron.
No, you know, I think you're jealous.
Yes, Hunter, I'm jealous of your
jealous.
Pizza rolls at a Mexican restaurant.
Absolutely.
You moron.
Absolutely. Jesus. You know what? You know what? Pizza Hut is going to start selling tacos.
Pizza tacos.
And you can't have any.
And there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, my God. All right. So if anybody's wondering, we're talking about drunk snacks.
Uh-huh.
And between Hunter's horrible ideas, what's your favorite drunk snacks? A lot of people said chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
That is good. You can do a mess of chicken nuggets. And why is it when you're drunk and you do it at home, you get like the dinosaur shape one?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah, those aren't the greatest chicken nuggets.
But I will tell you, but that also goes into my dipping thing, my dipping fetish when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Like, I love having, like, I'll have honey mustard, barbecue, mm-hmm. some spicy ketchup. Like, mm-hmm. you got to have a bunch of sauces.
So you got the dinosaur chicken nuggets in the freezer, but right next to it are fish sticks. What do you choose?
I've had a few beers. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on what I'm drinking all night. Beer, I think I'm going for the chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Hard alcohol. Fish sticks.
It's been a long time since I had a fish stick.
Oh, with some tata sauce?
Some Tutta?
Oh, my God.
You got any more of that Tutta?
A lot of people said French fries. Any kind of French fries, that's French a good go-to.
Curly fries, man. We're about to get those soon.
Clint said chocolate milk and Doritos.
Clint.
You psycho.
Clint.
What?
Clint. Clint. Clint.
Come on, Clint.
Clint. Clint, regular milk. It's still weird, but at least it's better. It's better than chocolate milk.
No, that's a horrible mix. Ah!
Doritos and milk, I can do. Chocolate milk. It's just, that's a thing by itself.
I like Kip's answer. Kip went with, he said, pizza rolls, 40 count.
40 count.
I'm doing the family bag.
You know what's funny about pizza rolls?
Oh, man.
Is like you pour half the bag out, and you're like, man, is that going to be enough? And then you just end up pouring the whole bag out, and you eat every single one of them.
Yeah, why even try?
They don't fill you up.
No, no.
I don't think I've ever been full.
A serving size, it feels weird. Because first of all, they don't make them with zippers on top.
Yeah.
All right, so they're not meant to be used multiple times. Mm-hmm. All right, you open the bag, throw them down, mm-hmm. cook them, eat them all.
Yeah.
Don't twist the bag and put it twist back in there the like you have some form of self-control, you fat, drunk piece of garbage.
And when you do twist the bag and put it, there's only like six left.
Exactly.
Well, what are you doing? Does that just make you feel better?
Yeah. It's like,
hey, oh, no, I didn't eat the whole bag.
Because then the next time you're going to open it and be like, God, stupid drunk
right.
me.
The wife did it the other day. Oh. She went reaching for the pizza rolls. Hey, you want some pizza rolls? I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
She's like, well, there's not enough for both of us because yeah. some idiot decided to leave six left.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a special place in hell for those kind of people. Yeah. Just cook the whole bag.
No, go for it.
If you think like, huh, I'm going to be responsible as part of mm-hmm. my new diet, I'm only going to eat half the bag.
Right.
Come on. So it's pizza rolls or whatever other thing you're doing.
What kind's your go-to? I like the Supreme.
Supreme's not bad.
I'm a fan of these Supremes.
Honestly, pepperoni, because I eat just plain cheese pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So this topic literally turned into pizza rolls. We're talking about yeah. snacks, and it went to pizza rolls, uh-huh. exclusively pizza rolls. Honestly, any pizza roll. You throw any in there, I'm
yeah,
going to eat
all
it.
Good.
I'm going to eat it. And that's another one, dipping in sauces and stuff.
So here's how you do it. Here's how you do it. For anybody, any psychos out there that had just put the pizza roll in your mouth and you burn your roof of your mouth. Why? Why?
Yeah.
It's because you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You got to pinch it, and it splits it open.
Yeah.
And then what you do... is you blow through the damn thing for about 10 seconds, and then you eat it, and it's still 1,000 degrees, but it's not 3,000.
No, what I do is I start from the center mm-hmm. and then out, center, out, because the center ones are never cooked enough, okay?
Yeah.
So you have a nice cold one, then you throw a hot one in your mouth, cold one, hot one, perfect.
Well, you know why they're not cooked? Because you're putting them in the microwave. It's worth the extra time,
is
I'm telling
it?
You.
Oh, look at you,
it's
Mr.
worth it.
Oh, fancy Hunter it's cooking worth. Pizza you know, rolls in the oven.
You know what?
You're so full right. of it.
I hope you choke on that piece of rubber. Mine is crispy and delicious.
I hope you forget to put oven mitts on and you burn your hands on the tray, you snooty pizza roll son of a bitch.
You know what, though? You can't burn pizza rolls in the microwave.
No.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? They're so much better in the oven.
You're just the worst kind of person.
Rock 107.